Hi, this is Kevin Calabro, one-time voice of the Seattle Supersonics. You're listening to the K-Mac Show. Good golly, Miss Molly.
All right, hey, welcome back to the K-Mac Show. The return of the K-Mac Show, we should say, after the radio station shows down, I took a year off. Hey, why not? But what a better way to kick things off with is former North Kitsap Viking, former Peninsula Pirate, current Benedictine Red Hawk Jr., it's Aiden Olmstead. Aiden, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's dip back into your playing days with Scott Orness as your head coach. Boy, what a guy, a great coach and a great teacher over there. Of course, Kate Orness as well, over now with Gonzaga. You've shifted gears over Benedictine College, but let's talk about your playing days under Coach Scott Orness.
Yeah, Coach Orness kind of set me straight to begin with. I came in my freshman year kind of a hothead, wasn't the best listener. So, he got me, he taught me what the standard was with, pre-games, what's it like scouting teams, and just how to, act as a young man. So, yeah.
It's sometimes it's amazing what you learn after you think you know it all, right?
For sure, yeah. I thought I knew everything coming into high school.
And so you've were you there when they won the state championship?
That was my sophomore year.
Yeah, that was what a great run, though, huh? But you guys were the premier powerhouse in the Olympic 2A division, and were heads and shoulders above what Bremerton is in the Olympic League 2A. You guys were that with yourself, Kate Orness as well, right? And Shaw Humphrey, was he? If I'm just going by memory here for some of the players on that team.
Our sophomore year, Cade wasn't there yet. Okay. He's 2 years younger than me.
All right.
But it was me, Shaw Humphrey, mm-hmm. Kobe McMillan, Jonas Latour, Logan Shimoleski. Just to name a few. There, I'm obviously missing some people, so I'm sorry if I missed anybody. But
Shimoleski and Jonas Latour. Boy, you talk about some pure shooters on that team back then.
Those guys could shoot the ball for sure. I wasn't shooting like that yet, but I knew I had to find them, get the rebound, kick it out to them.
Mm-hmm. You were the lunch bucket guy, hard hat lunch bucket guy with those teams. They kind of relied on you not really to shoot the ball as much as some of the other players, but were to go in there and secure those rebounds and get bang bodies underneath. Am I right?
For sure. Yeah. I think that. That year that we won it all, everybody knew what they needed to do. I knew that my role that year was to go in there and just rebound and play some defense in the interior, leave the scoring to the other guys. But when my name was called, obviously just make an impact any way I could.
Sure, and that turned some heads and get Donald Roman, who was over at former Olympic College player, right? was the assistant, I believe, with the Olympic College Raiders. Then he moved over to Peninsula and became mm-hmm. the head coach there. You had a chance to play for him. He's over at Seattle Pacific University now. But when did he reach out to you to come go, hey, we want you? And Peninsula's, they won some championships themselves.
Yeah, for sure. I can't remember exactly, but I know that the first time I met Coach Roman, I didn't know who he was yet, but I think I was in like the fifth grade, mm-hmm. and I asked him to play me one-on-one. I don't know if he remembers that story, but, I knew who he was. He knew my Uncle Michael, Michael Gursky.
Yes.
And,
he's your uncle. I didn't know that.
He just reached out to me my senior year. At first I didn't really want to go to Port Angeles, Washington, but he set it up very well, the meeting, the recruitment process, all super professional, and I had never experienced anything like that. And he just, he knows his stuff. He's a very smart guy.
Where did you want to go?
I wasn't very sure. I I didn't get the most amount of recruitment. It was mostly JUCOs. I think I was about to go to Olympic College, but changed my mind a little like later on after I took my visit, because I realized that Peninsula just has such a good community, and you know the stuff they got out there, they take care of their players. So
what did Coach Roman do to persuade you to go to Peninsula rather than maybe trying to choose a different school?
I mean, just the way he went about things, you know, he's like, he was straight up with me, told me where he saw me. He showed me clips of where he saw me playing. The way he ran the program was something I saw myself that would benefit me a lot in the long run. And yeah, I thought everything he did was great. So
now, when he recruited you, was he wearing a suit and a tie like he always does? He's one of the dressed best coaches around.
You know, I don't remember. I don't think so. I think he had an open gym, so I think he was wearing a little bit more casual. But yes, right. Coach Roman usually does go get his suit and tie on.
Yeah, he's a GQ of coaches, isn't he? I mean, he's just one of those guys, man. You look at him, and he just oozes coach right out of the gate. Just the way he looks, he's a great guy, Donald Roman. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, the way he goes about things, like always perfect, sir. So or always great. So, you know, he's a professional guy, and he knows what the standard is. I know that was a big thing when I played there. The standard and being authentic. So,
and your play there earned you, I mean, when you played for poor Donald Roman and the Peninsula Pirates, 7.5 points a game, almost 7 rebounds a game. Again, kind of the hard hat, lunch bucket kind of guy, banging underneath, doing the little dirty things that helps the team win. And then you were able to go to Benedictine College and go there. How did that come about, to go where you were ended up over at Benedictine College?
I reached out to Benedictine Mesa through email. You know, they got back to me. They told me that they had a full recruiting class and that they only saw me redshirting. So it was definitely a good thought, but I thought after, 2 years at JUCO, I needed an extra year just to get ready and, you know, become a better guard. I had to play the five my sophomore year for a new coach. So just like getting back into it, getting better, another year to get stronger. So I ended up taking the opportunity and ended up working out.
Now, Frank Woodward, Woodford, the head coach over at Benedictine College, he's entering his ninth year there now. You guys had a great run this year, but when you were finally to get on board with Benedictine College for the Redhawks and get on their team, what was your initial reaction when you got there and then when you were able to really meet the head coach and the assistant coaches and others in person and just be there in general?
You know, I will say Benedictine, you know, it isn't for everybody. We have about 25-30 minute drive to our gym, from the school, but I mean, you know, all of our guys are just fighters and they're tough, so we push through it every day. And you know, Coach Woodford sets, I mean, we have, like, for what we have, he's a great coach. We just, you know, he recruits people that can do it and go through the fire. So
now, if I were to walk up and meet Frank Woodford myself, what kind of man would I be running into?
You know, I think Coach Woodford's super personable. I think that he knows how to talk to people. He knows his stuff. You know, just all that. He's a great guy, for sure.
Okay, moving ahead, you get into the NAIA playoffs. Now you got to take into consideration Aiden Olmstead with the Benedictine College Redhawks with us here at the program. You get the Naismith quad, you get the Kramer quad. Now you get all all these quadrants of playoffs. Help me understand some of that. Is that just the way it was all labeled out for geographically, so, or what?
I'm not sure how it works exactly.
Thank God somebody else didn't either.
No, yeah, I'm not sure, but I just know they have host sites for the number one seeds or the number two seeds. You just usually, I don't think they do it by region, because we could have gone to Indiana, we could have gone to Florida, we could have gone to Rocky Mountain on Billings. Mm-hmm. I think they just, they set it up. I don't know exactly what they do, but yeah, we went out to Texas for our first game, and then played Southwestern Kansas, and then Nelson University.
Then you ended up playing Freed Hardman in the in the semifinals. Get to the Final Four.
Final Four.
And they got you out 96-71. Let's talk about the experience of the tournament itself, the emotion team-wise, and what you learned along the way, not just from playing in college games with Benedictine College, but getting into the Final Four. You've been in the playoffs before, so what it's all like. But let's talk about the difference between playing in the high school level into this level and then getting that far in the tournament itself.
So, I mean, what I'll say first is playing in state three out of the 3 years that we were able to definitely prepared me for playing in a big stadium like that, and or playing against hostile crowds. The experience was amazing. Like, I was trying to do everything, like all the events they had planned for us. They were optional sometimes, but going to those and just checking out Kansas City for the first time, it's cool. Like, you have 16 teams left, and by the Final Four, there's only four teams left in the hotel, so it's a pretty good feel. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good feeling, you know?
What were some of the things you learned along the way? The events that went on.
Just that our team is tough. Like, that was the biggest thing. It's like, you know, we're a tough group of guys, and we stuck together through it. You know, we had ups and downs. We started the season off 17-0. Finished. What was our regular season record was like 23-6. And then we finished 28-7 mm-hmm. after the tournament. But, just sticking with it. Our group, we got a good group of guys, and, you know, those guys pushed through it.
You know, when you get it down to you, after you lost 96-71 to Freed Hardman from, what, Tennessee, I believe they're from, to get through that, the all the emotions of winning, we all know that, how great that feels. What was the feeling of the team? I know it was disappointment afterwards, but a feeling of success as well would kind of be mixed in that just because you get so far.
Yeah. With winning, there comes losing. Obviously, we wanted to win it all, but in the locker room, we were all pretty upset. But what I said to the guys is, you know, this is not normal, and not a lot of people can say they made it to the Final Four of a national tournament. That's kind of the same feeling as when I lost the game my senior year to go state championship. So it's like, you know, obviously it sucks, but, you know, it's a group of guys that you're always going to remember.
And take some solace in the fact that Freed Hardman won it all. So you lost to the eventual champion.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to be the champions, but I guess that feels a little better than losing to somebody that doesn't win at all.
Hey,
you know, they're a great team. They're a great team.
And did you stick around and watch the championship game after, stick around and watch that game?
No, we had to leave that the next morning.
Okay. And but Freed Hardman beat Langston out of Oklahoma, 76-71 in a good battle for the championship. Again, Aiden Olmsted on with us. He played for North Kitsap and then Peninsula College and then now at Benedictine College. But, hey, you got one more year left to maybe get back and see what we can do next year.
Yes, sir, of course.
All right, Aiden, thanks for your time. Appreciate you. And
thank you for having me.
It's great to catch up with the local kid, done good. And obviously you've been following a little bit what Cato Ness is over at Gonzaga, getting a little more playing time there. He'll get more playing time next year. Jalen Davis, before he lets you go, I know all you guys know each other. Jalen Davis, man, gets the Bremerton Knights to back-to-back state two-way championships, and that entire core of that team will be back next year as seniors. My God.
So, yeah, that's crazy. I thought when we won it, we were going to be the only team for a long time, and then, Jalen and that group of guys, they're out doing it. They're doing it for Kitsap County. That's exactly what we need out here. So put some respect on 360.
And before before we let you go, again, Aiden Olmstead with us from North Kitsap High School. Nice to see Shaw Humphrey, as they hired within to take the place of Scott Orness, who took a year off to watch Cade play, and now Shaw Humphrey got that job, and then Cade Orness has come back over to Bainbridge Island and got them to the district championship game, which lost out to Bremerton this year. So that just shows what kind of coach Scott Orness is.
Yeah. Coach Orness is a great coach.
Oh, Aiden, thanks for your time, for jumping up here on the new edition, the return of the K-Mac show. And we'll talk to you down the road. Good luck as you go forward for your senior season.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
You bet. There's Aiden Olmstead with us here from Benedictine College. Benedictine, a Final Four. We'll be back when we return.